Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, shit, just listen.
Ahlan, beautifuls. I am still sick with that bug, but I'm still here to give you your daily spit. Also, I wanted to give you more content, so I pulled something out of the vault from my Dabashi radio takedown days all the way from 2015. But first, here is your daily spit. When you look through the darkness, eventually you will find light. Today's lyrical spit blast from the past. My guest was AEW superstar Thunder Rosa. This is Dabashi's Radio Takedown episode 56, aired on November 6, 2015. Now the audio isn't as good. This is pre-studio before I built this one that I'm in now. Enjoy, right after this break.
Once again, this is my pleasure. I have rookie woman sensation, and I'm proud to call her a friend, Thunder Rosa.
Hola. I'm all right. I mean, I could be 100 times better, but I'm laying in my bed right now, trying to chill. Because I have a big weekend.
I heard you're a little under the weather. You need some menudo or something.
Menudo?
Ain't that good?
I don't have a hangover.
Oh, that's for a hangover. Okay, how about menudo, the CD?
No. Maybe I need that.
Yeah, or Ricky Martin. No. Anyways.
That is so old. Oh, my God.
I remember watching... here we go, talking about menudo. Only here on Dabashi's Radio Takedown. I remember watching Saturday morning cartoons, and they used to play menudo in between commercials. But anyway, and then that's when we had the big satellite, and I used to watch AAA, used to watch Black Magic and Vampiro and Art Bar, Eddie Guerrero, and wow.
Man, you're talking like 20 years ago.
Yeah, jeez. Okay, well... You know, it's been a few weeks since you're on here, and, you know, I've been keeping track of you, and I see that you're winning championships left and right. You want to talk about them?
Yeah, well, I won my first one in Chico, California about, what was it, like 3-4 months ago against Kikyo. Mm-hmm. I've been holding that title for about 4 months. I've been taking it everywhere. And, like, the most recent one was against Sheila and Melissa. This is the Gold Rush Lady Luck Women's Championship. When she won it during the tournament, the women's tournament that we had a couple months ago, and she took it to Japan, you know, and she defended it in Stardom this last October 18th against Shayna, the former UFC fighter. She retained the title, and we fought the next week, and I was able to win it. So I've been, you know, taking it everywhere, like super excited. The next day after I won the championship, there was a local event here in Oakland, and I took my championships, and I was wearing them and stuff. And, you know, like most of the people that we were promoting the show to, I'm not very familiar with indie wrestling. So we were just like talking about me being a wrestler and like talking about my championship, because they were like, where did you buy it? Did you buy this? I was like, no, I won't. Oh. You know, I was like, oh, my God, you know. So, so I, like, told them about, you know, Gold Rush, APW, indie wrestling, and the indie wrestling in the Bay Area. And, you know, it was really fun. It was really, really fun.
So, that's awesome.
So now I'm going to take it to Mexico and on Saturday after the Young Lions Cup that we have. And I have a match on Querétaro on November 8th for elimination.
Uh-huh.
And then one of the young girls, she wants to like go one-on-one to go for both of my championships on the 10th.
That's awesome.
So that's about to happen, and then I have two more dates, but I don't know what the lineup for that. But yeah, right now I'm trying to collect, you know, gold here and there.
So is there any one promotion you're wrestling for in Mexico?
Yeah, it is called WWS or WWS Mexico.
Oh, nice, nice. And good accent, by the way. Oh, that's awesome. So what cities in Mexico are you going to be in? Are you going to be in, like, any of, like, your hometowns or anything like
that?
No,
man. I'm so nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to Mexico City for the very first time in my life. I've never been there. I'm going to stay there for 2 weeks. And I know that I'm going to Querétaro. I've never been in Querétaro. I'm going to I think it's Tlatelolco or some stuff like that. I think it's close in Coyoacán, something like that. It's in the Mexico City area. And then there's a couple other ones that I'm not sure where they at. You know, I probably will be posting on my Facebook page.
So this is your first time in Mexico?
Mexico City, yeah. I mean, I was born and raised in Tijuana, Mexico, which is the north, and it's like hours from Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. How close is that to Juarez?
Not close at all.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I remember, Viraf, when I was in, 2 years ago, I was in El Paso, and I was walking around and having fun, and it was like the middle of the night, and I remember I was like, I'm going to Mexico, and right there is Juarez. And they're like, no, you don't want to go to Juarez by yourself. I was like, oh, you know, I guess, you know, that's like really bad, you know.
But, that's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. So, to me, El Paso was just like Mexico, but I'd never been into Mexico, but. Yeah, I remember cutting a promo right on the river right there at the border, and my friend Marissa was like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I want to cut a promo for wrestling." I had my Seahawk jersey and I had my turban on, and
oh my God.
And I did a quick promo, and as I was doing it, here comes Border Patrol, seeing Arab with the turban, like, "Come on, let's go!" And I cut it like in about one tape, but it was pretty funny. But that's as close as I got to Mexico. But that's awesome. So so it should be great. So how many dates or how many shows do you have while you're there?
I have programmed 4 shows, and the promoter was telling me that if, like, he's gonna talk to other promoters and see if they're interested in booking me while I'm there. But if not, you know, I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to I'm going to train with the girls, you know, see what they do, like, learn as much as possible, be as humble as possible, because I really want to learn from them, you know, because this is a new company that just opened up, like, probably, like, 2-3 years ago. And the girls are, like, some of them are really good, and some of them are learning, just like me. So I just want to learn as much as I can, learn the style. I mean, 2 weeks is not very long, but, I mean, at least I was, you know, exposed to it, and I know how it feels to be in an arena in Mexico and how, like, the fans are, because they're completely different than the fans here. Like, I was watching some of the matches, and, like, the fans are just, like, I mean, that's the way that I was. Like, they're so out of line, you know. I was, like, laughing because some of the comments that they say, like, there is no limits to what you can say, you know, because that is totally disrespectful to her, and all they're, like, calling you out, and if you can't wrestle, they, like, tell you in your face, like, and, like, if you're fat, they call you fat. If, like, if you're ugly, they will call you ugly. Like, they picked on everything, and it's just interesting. It's gonna be very fun and interesting, and the girls have been cutting promos back and forth, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's been really interesting. Some of the fans are like, oh, I can't wait to watch this match, you know, because we're being, like, promoting it so much that, you know, people are actually, like, waiting to see it. And the girls is like, well, welcome to Mexico, but we're gonna beat your ass. And I was like, oh my God, I don't
know what I'm gonna myself. Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Are you down to answer a few emails? I have some fans that, okay.
Always.
Let me see. Okay. Tom from Tacoma, Washington. What is your favorite holiday? And do you think wrestlers, do you think there should be wrestling events on holidays?
My favorite holiday is Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't like Christmas.
Why is that?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. Like, it makes me feel sad because, like, my family's away, and even though I've been away from my family for a long time. But, and it's just hard because I work with, like, when I work with the kids, that's, like, a really hard holiday for them. So it's kind of like, work with little kids.
So the Day of the Dead, is that Halloween in Mexico?
It's not Halloween. It's more like a remembrance of people that have passed and that have gone to a better world, a better life. You know, so it's just like you celebrate by creating an altar and like just sometimes you go to the cemetery and spend the day at the cemetery. It's like a big party. It's a big party for dead people.
Nice, nice. You dress up and everything like that?
Not necessarily. Like, a lot of the people, like, spend the night on the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there's music, you know, there's flowers, they bring their favorite food, like, they, pictures, candles and stuff like that. And it's just, like, I don't know, it's just a time in where, like, you can still feel connected to people that you loved and that are not with you anymore.
Oh, that's so awesome.
But it's like, prehistorical, those like from not prehistorical, pre-Hispanic, just before the Spaniards came. That's just like an Aztec, like, indigenous celebration that just like, you know, trickled down to like nowadays.
That's awesome. So now I think this emailer was referring to, like, I remember, like, and I know down south they do it. It's like Thanksgiving tradition, have wrestling events on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day and stuff. What do you think about having wrestling on holidays like that? Do you think it's fair to the wrestlers, or do you think it's good for the fans, or?
I mean, if the fans want it and it's well promoted and the wrestlers are getting paid well, I think it's just, you know, like any other event. I mean, there's a lot of people in the United States that work on Christmas, that work on the holidays, you know. It's just, you know, that's how it is. But, I mean, if it's part of entertaining, I don't see why not.
You know, I just had a question that came to my mind. I know you're feeling a little under the weather. Now, I have a wrestling buddy. I haven't talked to him in a few years since he moved, but he went by the name of Breakneck. And he was Mexican. And one time he had, like, I don't know, I thought he like broke his ankle or, you know, it was really bad and it was really swollen, right?
Yeah.
He didn't want to go to the doctor. He actually was at his place and he took a rolling pin, you know, like a food rolling pin.
Yeah.
And he starts rolling pin his ankle. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, oh, he said something about some kind of grandma remedy. And he took that, and he was in pain. He took that rolling pin and starts rolling his ankle and thing, and then he wraps it up, and he didn't even go to the doctor. And 2 weeks later, he said he was fine. So do you have any, like, crazy remedies that, like, old family secrets that you know of and maybe is good for your, like, sicknesses and cold and all that stuff?
Yeah, my dad used to give us this tea that smells like, forgive my English, ass, like straight up like ass.
Like it's a Rikishi ass? Oh.
No, I don't know. I never smelled his butt, but.
Oh, okay.
It was like this tea. It was so disgusting. And then he'll put lime or lemon in it. And then like honey. Everything has honey on remedies. He made us drink this in the middle of the night. Or sometimes he will give us like tequila with something. I don't remember. Piloncillo or something like that. Stuff like that. I don't know for that. Or Vicks. Everything is sold with Vicks.
Yeah.
To put on your chest, to put on your, I hated it. They used to wake me up in the middle of the night. Come on, Michal, help me put you some Vicks. I'm like, no, thanks.
Do you ever put it on your feet? You ever put it on your feet? Put
this
socks
put it
on it?
Man.
Yeah.
Let's put it everywhere, man. What was the other one? For like when you have like pimples and stuff, they used to tell us to put toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah. So like it'll dry them up, but in reality, it burns your skin. Right. It was either that or you were, again, you're just lemon and sodium carbonate.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you'll, like, scrub your face for that. And then aloe vera, too. Like, you will burn it, and then you'll put it on your skin. Like, you'll, for, like you were, like, you burn yourself and stuff like that, you'll put aloe vera in it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The real one. Not the one that you buy at the store. The real one from the
plant. Oh, from the plant.
Yeah.
I noticed that in, like, a lot of these Hispanic supermarkets around here, because there's a big Hispanic population. I see big old aloe vera leaves and stuff.
Yeah. It's really used in Mexico. Like, you grow your own, like, mint. What else did we grow? We used to grow a bunch of, like, herbs. So when we used to be sick, we used to, like, grab them from the patio and then just boil them and, like, make them in tea.
That's awesome.
I miss
that.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss having, like, the big trees because we used to have, like, figs and walnuts in our patio. And in the summer, like, we will have so many, like, we'll have buckets of guavas and figs, and we'll just eat them, like, all the time. And here, they're so expensive because, you know, everything's organic.
Yeah.
You pay, like, $5 for a pound. I'm like, this was free when I was little.
Nice. Well, okay, Susie Lang from Des Moines, Iowa, she writes, or emails, what is your favorite food and what relaxes you?
Ooh, my favorite food. Ooh. Well, I'm a fatty, so I like everything. But my favorite food.
Menudo?
No, not menudo. Pozole.
What
is
it?
It's like menudo. It's like menudo, but it doesn't have the cow
tripe
on it.
Uh-huh.
No. It has like pork, chicken, and beef. It's so good. And it could be green, it could be red, it could be clear. You put, like, lettuce on top, onions, radishes, the sauce, and then lime, and then you eat it with tostadas, and you're set to go. It's so good.
Nice.
I can eat that every day.
Nice. So what relaxes you?
What relaxes me? The beach. I also just like sitting at the beach.
Nice.
I'm tanning. That's my thing to go. When I go to San Diego, because I used to live there, I want to go to the beach all the time. I just want to sit there and not do anything.
Now, okay, it was a funny story. When I bartended years ago, my buddy Emerson kind of took me under his wing. He was from Mexico, Emerson Blue. And he'd play soccer, and he told me the guys would say, come on, let's go get some Mexican food. And they took him to Taco Bell. And he was like, this is Mexican food? And he was like, you know, what's a gordita, you know? So, since you had some authentic Mexican food from Mexico, how does I noticed, like, the fast food Mexican places are starting to get better, you know, and more authentic. But what do you feel like about Taco Bell and stuff? I mean, is that actually Mexican food, or is that just, like, you know?
No, that's like a hybrid American Mexican, like, the only thing that I can tell you that is, like, Mexican is the burritos, you know, because it's, like, you can't miss, like, flour tortilla, wheat beans, and cheese. That's a burrito. That's, like...
No, is flour tortilla for more well-off people, or corn more popular in Mexico?
Corn has been, like, a staple of our cuisine for hundreds of years, you know? Flour is more... refined flour, so yeah, it is more expensive for some people to, like, make, because you have to put lard and you have to put other ingredients in it, and you know, corn tortilla is just like water and like three other things, so it's like you can make it from scratch. Like, a lot of people in the South, they like grind the corn and then they make the tortilla, you know.
Okay. So, yeah, you're making me hungry. No. Donna Key from Charlotte, North Carolina asks, Thunder Rosa, I like to say Rosa, okay. do you ever see women main eventing a WWE pay-per-view in the future? And if so, who do you think would be in the main event if they were women?
I think if how things are going, I will see Sasha Banks. and
that's one of them I picked. And who else?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Charlotte, but I think her dad can pull some strings. You know, Sasha Banks and Charlotte for the championship.
Okay, I have this written down. I wish I had Skype or something so I could show you. And I'm not saying this because, you know, we're friends or anything like this, but I wrote down right here, Thunder Rosa and Sasha Banks. And I'm being serious. You know, I'm in the business. I wrestle, but I'm a Thunder Rosa mark. So I want that out there. Thunder Rosa and Sasha Banks going to headline a WWE pay-per-view. You heard it right here on Debashi's Radio Takedown on the RadioTakedownNetwork.com, where this network is not $9.99. This
it's
network
free.
Is absolutely free. You got it.
Free.
Okay. Let's see. We'll have any more. Okay, here we go. More emails right here. A few more. Okay. Okay. Stanley from Miami, Florida asked Thunder Rosa, what is the meaning behind your face paint? And also, did you dress up for Halloween?
The meaning behind the face paint is, like I told you, my favorite holiday is the Day of the Dead. And and I think I told you before, like, my grandfather died watching wrestling.
I don't think you told me.
No, well, it was interesting because when I went back to L.A., I had a lot of family in L.A., and my uncle, he actually was there when my grandfather passed away. He told us the story. So my husband didn't believe me. And then when we were talking about it, he was like, oh, my God, it really happened. And he was like, yeah. And then it's just, like, so interesting how everything has, like, it's tied together. So he passed away watching wrestling, and now his granddaughter is a wrestler.
That's fine. Now, did he say what match? Does he know what match he died during, you know?
No, he barely talked about it because he said it was like a very traumatic experience. He was a child when this happened.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
this is
awesome.
In Mexico. So he said, like, it's so interesting because he's just like, just let the dead speak and they will guide you where you need to go. And it's kind of like I have embraced my character even more. And it seems like
that's awesome.
It's moving me forward, you know?
Now, do you ever feel like he's, like, looking down at you when you're wrestling or training or, you know? You ever think about him?
And I know he's really proud. He'll be really proud. He was a crazy man. You know, he'll be, yeah. He will be really proud of me because his grandson, granddaughter is crazy, too, and she's doing what he loved, you know?
That's awesome.
What was the second part of the question? If I
What did you dress up? Or did you dress up for Halloween?
No, but I made a puzzle.
Did you? You didn't wrestle that day?
No. Oh my God! Don't even get me started with that. I'm gonna go on a rant.
Oh, go ahead. What's up? What's up? Let it all out, sister.
All right. So I was supposed to be booked for RCW in Louisiana.
Uh huh.
And I ended up not going.
Why is
XYZ.
That?
I don't know.
Why is that?
It just I don't know.
Didn't pan out or didn't get you?
No,
to,
I just don't know what happened.
They just unbooked you or didn't hear from them or what?
Pretty much. I heard from somebody else. I was like, oh, God, well, thanks for letting me know. So, yeah.
Oh, so they, like, unbooked you and they didn't tell you and they had someone else do it?
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty shady or voodoo-ish from or something you want to call it.
Well, I know, Dobayashi, that they listen to your podcast, and because I was reading something about, actually, you were highlighted in an article. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook.
Oh, the one Remember? About Tyrus?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I know people listen to this, so...
Awesome.
I love to work for anybody, but just have the common courtesy to call me. I mean, as you know, I'm pretty, like, you know, open and, like, I talk to people. I'm pretty professional.
Professional, easygoing, kind.
Yeah. You got my number, and you got Facebook. Yep. Facebook is pretty easy, or, like, I don't know.
And, you know, and at the end of the show, she's going to plug her social media links. But if you can't get a hold of her that way, you know, go ahead to radiotakedownnetwork.com or just send it to radiotakedown@gmail.com or any way, but be sure to give her the message. But
yeah, I was just really bummed because I could promos and stuff, and I was like, oh. And then I got my blood work. Dude, I got my blood work done. You know, it's like I'm taking time, all my own time that I could be training or I could be eating or I could be just chilling. And it was like nothing happened, you know. So anybody in Louisiana that need a wrestler that knows how to work and needs blood work and has her blood work done, I'm available.
Well, hey, when we get off the air, I got some stuff I want to talk to you about, some bookings, too. So,
right on.
So, anyways, okay, where are we at now? We already talked about that. Okay, Tanya from Nashville, Tennessee, what is your favorite fight movie?
Fight Club.
Oh, okay. Speaking of Fight Club, are you going to watch the last Roddy Piper movie, The Saint?
When is it coming out?
It's pretty soon, within the next week or so. Matter of fact, what's that?
Is that on TV?
No, it's going to be at the theaters.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Matter of fact, we'll find out when you watch it, and I'll watch it, and I'll have someone else. Maybe we could talk about the movie or something.
Yeah, that was fun when we did that podcast after the pay-per-view.
Thanks for coming on, you know. That's awesome. That was awesome. That was like something, you know, we said we'll do it again. Let's see. Yeah, I know, you know, you're going to need some rest, and I don't see any more emails here. Luckily, I printed this out. My computer went on the fritz. I'm going to get a new one tomorrow. But, is there any last words you want to give out to all the listeners there? You plug your social media link, tell all your fans, the listeners, everyone in Mexico, Louisiana.
Mexico. Yeah, first of all, I want to apologize for those people in Louisiana that were, like, looking forward to, you know, to see me. Some of them, like, send me messages and ask me why I wasn't there. You know, now you know why I wasn't there. I want to remind everybody that, you know, although I'm young in the business, I am professional, and I follow through with things. Second of all, I'm really excited, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of those people that have bothered to, like, give it a like to my page, send me a message, you know, view my videos, and just support me on a day-to-day basis. It means a lot to me as a person and as a worker. I'm hoping that 2016 is better, even stronger than 2015. And if you guys want to continue to see me on stuff, please support my Facebook page. Give it a like, Thunder Rosa. Go on my Twitter. I need more Twitter followers. I can't get no more followers. So hard. It's at Thunder Rosa 22, Instagram Thunder Rosa 22, and then also subscribe to my YouTube page. It's also Thunder Rosa, and I'm still working on my webpage.
Awesome. You know what I'm going to do too? I'm going to update the Radio Takedown Network page. I'll have all your social media links on there too. So whenever they go to it, they could click on all the Thunder Rosa media links.
Yeah. And more. Oh. New gear is coming up soon, so I'm excited.
That's awesome. But you know what? We can't get off the air until you sing. You promise
me. Oh, my God. You really want me to sing right
now? Oh, yeah. That's the whole... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All
that's
right. So you got to pick a song. You got to pick a song.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I thought you were going to practice, but you don't need to... Okay. Okay.
You
how
are
about
English or Spanish?
I was just going to say, how about this time, anything Spanish?
Anything Spanish. All right, let me see. You got to wait now.
That's cool.
I don't know. Let's see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. It's going to be hard to sing right now.
Okay, well, that's okay. We'll give you a bye if they don't sound good, but you were awesome last time. So, you know.
It's going to sound good?
It's going to sound good.
Okay. Well, chill, man.
I saved it to last because that's going to be the best thing, see?
Oh, God, you always get me. Okay. hold on. I'm, like, preparing myself.
Okay.
I'm fixing. En el fondo de mi alma, que un día te quedarás tú conmigo, y aún guardaba una ilusión que alimentaba el corazón, mi corazón que hoy tiene que perder como solo amigo, y aunque viví enamorada y totalmente equivocada, no me importa. Porque esto sí fue amor, por mi parte, lo más lindo, el más grande amor. Y aunque siempre lo renuncies para mí, fue lo más bello. There you go, you got it.
That was awesome. What's the name of the song?
Oh, my God. Jesus, it's a Selena song. I forgot. I don't know.
That's awesome. Well, my best friend in the business, Chief Atacula Kula, Puerto Rican heavyweight champion, he's going to stay at my crib tomorrow night, or if this is going to air Friday, so he'll be here tonight when you listen to this. And we got a show Friday night and Saturday, and I guess we're going to be listening on the road trip. You're singing.
Jesus.
You're going to be a hit. We're going to listen to the whole podcast.
Holy Jesus.
That's awesome. You know, I want to say it was a pleasure once again. Thank you for coming on. Will you please come back on when you come back from Mexico and tell us all about it?
Dude, of course. You think I wouldn't want to, like, share my stories? Because you're going to be seeing some, like, dumb videos probably with Godzilla and, like, the Centro de Bellas Artes and, like, the Zócalo and, like, having people holding. No, I don't really know if I want to have people holding Godzilla. Probably.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I just got to say, you're familiar. You're part of the Radio Takedown Network family, the Debashi Radio Takedown podcast show. You know, you're a forever family member on it. You're always welcome. And that's awesome. You know what? You just made my night singing. So, and out there, the Grammy Awards, Music Awards, the Hispanic, the Spanish, the World MTV Awards, you better, like,
I'm telling you, like, somebody has to discover, like, besides you, like, somebody will discover me as a singer. I already know.
Yeah.
I got skills. I've been working on it. You know, I drive so much by myself that I sing too much. I know this will happen pretty soon.
That's awesome.
If I'm not wrestling, I will be singing.
Well, one day we'll work it up where we sing a duet.
Oh, my God, yeah. Tell me the song and I'll practice.
All right. We'll think of one. But once again, you know, have a safe trip, and you know, be safe, and just, you know, keep in touch. Like I said, we're gonna, you know, we'll talk about your Mexican trip, and I want to say thank you. And I guess let's just end the show. Ring the bell.
Ding ding ding.
Debashi's Radio Takedown is a Say Saha Dynamite Productions.
This is Theyfola, the Butcher Dobashi. Please share, follow, and or subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on most of your major podcast platforms. That way you'll get notifications and you will not miss a single daily spit. I am also ordained, and I can marry you and give you all your blessing needs. Send your booking request to DobashiBookings@gmail.com. For all the links, go to lyricalspit.com, and I'll talk with you tomorrow with my daily message, my daily spit. Help keep this show free by buying some of our swag of apparel at butcherspit.com. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and even baby onesies.
butcherspit.com. Be sure to check out Murky Chronicles, drops every Friday, hosted by yours truly, Theyfella, the Butcher Dobashi, and Kenny Roberts. With guests, stories, news on unexplained and bizarre happenings, you can listen on your favorite podcast platforms or just go to lyricalspit.com for the latest shows and links.